Many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother Lazarus, who had died. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise on the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And anyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." About 20 years ago, I was about to leave on a trip that would take me to Paris to visit a friend and then on to Rome to meet Sofia Cavalletti and Gianna Gobbi, whom I thought held the keys to my call and my future. These women began the catechesis of the Good Shepherd, a different method of sharing scripture and liturgy with young children. I believe that Catholic children and their parents needed this desperately, and I wanted to give it to them. But that's another story. After Italy, I planned to return to Paris for the return flight home. I had saved my continuing education money for 3 years to make this trip. I was poised to call my mother on the phone, who had already made it clear that she was not happy about my going. I thought it was because Mom was afraid for me, a woman alone, traveling in a foreign country, and because she did not want me to be Catholic, and this was a Catholic trip. I also knew that it was because my father was not well and that I'd be far away, and this worried mother. I dialed the number, and my mother answered, sounding distressed. "Your father has fallen. Your brother is here. We are trying to get him up. I don't know how you can leave now, Barbara, not with your father like this." I asked to speak to my brother. He's a doctor, and I knew he would tell me the truth. "What should I do, Joe?" I asked. My brother was always the dependable one. He was put in charge of us when we were little. He's still that kind of person. "There is nothing you can do here, Barb. Go on. If Dad gets worse, I'll call you." I told him I'd call every chance I got. We had no cell phones then. The night before I was to return, I called my brother. "How is Dad?" I asked immediately. "He's not good." Then he said some medical stuff I did not entirely understand, but I got very afraid. "Will I make it in time?" I asked. "I don't know," he replied. I fell to my knees on the floor of my friend's apartment, and I begged the Lord, "Let me get there in time. Don't let my father die before I get there. Let me get there in time, please." I was with my father, my mother, and my brother for about 2 weeks before my father died. I will be forever grateful for that time, being allowed to show up, to be there, in time. Martha and Mary had sent word to Jesus that Lazarus was ill and that he should come quickly. Jesus delayed. Who knows why? Relationships are complicated. Anyway, Jesus gets there late. Too late, by everyone's estimation. Lazarus has died. Martha went out to meet him and to deliver the message that both sisters had for him. Lord, if you had been here, our brother would not have died. But Martha adds, even now, I know that God will give you what you ask. I know you know what the text says, but this interchange is real important, so I'm asking you to listen carefully. Jesus says to Martha, your brother will rise. And Martha replies, I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day. Do you hear the but in Martha's response? Do you hear her plea? On my knees in my friend's apartment, I was not worried about my father rising on the last day. Neither was my mother. I was worried about that moment, about being there in that moment. I was worried about our relationship in this life and what my absence in my father's suffering and dying would mean for our relationship now and in the future in this life. Showing up in time was vital. Now, in the text, Jesus says some unbelievable words to Martha, words that commit him to be there in every moment of our lives, laughing, crying, suffering, dying moments, all of them. Here is the real presence commitment made to Martha and to you and me before Jesus himself dies and before God raises him up with a life that is stronger than death. Jesus has promised that he will always be with us, will always show up, and that when we are in his presence, we are in the presence of life itself, God with us. And there is more. He did not just come to be the life, but to share that life with everyone who ever lived and everyone who ever died. Sharing this life with those living and those dead is what this story of raising Lazarus from the dead is about. Do you believe this? Martha did. This is the same woman Jesus challenged on another visit to her home. Martha, Martha, you are anxious about many things. There is only one thing necessary. Well, Martha has found the one thing. We hear from her lips the profession of faith on which the Church of Jesus Christ is built up, against which the powers of death, even hell itself, cannot prevail. Yes, Lord, I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world. As we go to Eucharist today, we ask Martha to pray for us. And we will be praying Martha's prayer with her. Lord, deliver us from all anxiety, from useless worry, as we wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.